London, February 1815. Davina Whitburn sat in the window seat of her Aunt Leverton's Mayfair drawing room, idly tracing her name in the misty condensation on the glass pane. Beneath her name, she attempted a crude likeness of her beloved Eddie, whom she already missed beyond measure, though it had been just 10 days since she'd left her home in Hampshire. Aunt Leverton's house was situated in one of the new modern squares being built in London by the likes of Mr. Nash and Mr. Wyatt. Large, spacious houses on all four sides, each overlooking a central garden provided for the exclusive use of the square's residents. Furnished with benches and narrow paths, and enclosed by a smart, wrought-iron fence and gate, which admitted those fortunate enough to possess a key, the residents of Portermain Square were able to stroll in their own private oasis away from the bustle of London, especially refreshing during the season. Bored with her futile attempts at drawing on the window pane, Davina obliterated them with a couple of swishes of her palm, and through the clear circle she had made, looked at the square's gardens with disdain. Pitiful, she thought. Eddie's stable is bigger than that. It might very well be a pleasing sight in spring and summer, when everyone had left for the country, of course. But now, in the middle of February, it looks decidedly dreary. Like trying to put the countryside in a cage. A half-smile hovered momentarily. She was rather amused by that thought. But this won't do at all, she scolded herself. My uncle and aunt are very kind and have brought me to town with the best of intentions. But the truth is, I would far rather be at home with Papa. We are so comfortable there. Our income is more than sufficient. Why on earth should I waste my time and my dear aunt's, spending whole weeks of the season in London? Husband hunting. What do I want with a husband? She asked herself crossly. Indeed, she had asked her father that very same question when he first announced his sister's invitation. Davina, my dear, nothing would give me greater pleasure than to see you happily settled in life. But, Papa, she interrupted, I am happily settled, right here with you. I want for nothing. I yearn for nothing. My life is complete, I assure you. Besides, what about Eddie? Hunting season will be in full swing, and you know he enjoys nothing better than a good ride to hounds. Nobody handles him as well as I. Everybody knows that. He would be so disappointed. Davina, please listen and don't interrupt me, her father said crossly. Well, as crossly as he was ever able to be with his daughter. Were your mother still living, she would have seen to this part of your upbringing. I confess it freely. I was too wrapped up in my own grief to worry about the finer points of your education. I should have sent you away to school to learn the things a lady of quality should know. By bringing in governesses, music and dancing masters, painting and language teachers, I thought I was doing the right thing. But I wasn't, Davina. I was being totally selfish. You see, my dear, I simply couldn't let you go. While you were here, so was your mother. Well, that's how I saw it then. Lord Woodburn turned towards the fire to compose himself. Davina, torn between rushing to her beloved father to fling her arms around him and bursting into tears herself, was stunned into silence. Presently, her father, having recovered his composure, continued.